And then the worst part we have, and this is what I see every day because of the nature of my job, is I see corruption at all levels, state, county, local, people who are serving themselves at the expense of the people. I have audited courts. Look on my website where that put the interest of generating revenue above the interest of serving justice. Look at our audit of Lanigan, where a sheriff forged 500 tickets to bring revenue into the state without regard to the people he was pulling over and his deputies were pulling over. I've audited school officials and exposed massive conflicts of interest in Rockwood here in Hickman Mills School District near Kansas City, the Grandview School District, people getting free tickets, people getting paid off. I mean, it does happen. And these people then are serving themselves and they're not serving you. I've audited our welfare and assistance programs, which we need for the most needy of us, but we found massive abuse, thousands of people abusing the welfare programs, people applying for benefits they're not entitled to, people saying they needed to take care of their children then going off to the Virgin Islands and using that money on trips. I found that it's happened thousands of times around our state. But that's not even the worst of it. The worst of it, quite frankly, is right where my main office is in Jefferson City, Missouri, the very capital, which is overrun with special interests that have completely corrupted that government there. I hate to say it, but it's true. A lot of people there are not looking out for you. They're looking out for themselves. We've seen just in the past couple of weeks some startling revelations about a public official, our own attorney general, who appears to be selling his office to 5-Hour Energy Drink and other places like that. And we've seen candidates who seem almost completely bought and paid for by one donor. That does not serve the interests of the people of Missouri. It does not serve them. We have people in our state who brag about having political armies of lawyers, lobbyists, consultants, and PACs, groups who manipulate politicians like pawns on a chessboard. And if you do as they say, you are rewarded with an endless spigot of cash, an endless spigot of cash. But if you don't, they find primary opponents for you. They file lawsuits against you. They try to threaten you, and they try to intimidate you into doing things that you don't want to do and things that you know are wrong. That we have to run against. We have to fight that at all costs because it is a serious problem. My own office has been sued dozens and dozens of times by special interest groups that don't want me to report accurately to you how your government is performing. 55 times, Harry Otto, my deputy, is about 55 lawsuits, 60, something like that. We've been sued all by interests that do not have your interests at heart, and we have to fight that. It's very, very disconcerting when you read about people trying to buy the courts, trying to buy the media, sending your neighbors information on your voting habits. There are people out there doing that, snooping into what you did and telling your neighbors about to try to shame you. Rush Limbaugh called it voter shaming. It's going on in our state by special interests that shouldn't be doing it. I want you to know that as I take over in my second term as your state auditor, I am committed more than ever before to fighting all aspects of corruption in all aspects of state, local government, in Jefferson City, in the counties, in the cities, and in the school districts. I will continue to be your taxpayer watchdog, and I will never be bought by anyone. You have my word. The bipartisan victory that we've had tonight, a resounding bipartisan victory. I don't know what the totals are, but it's probably close to 80%. Hundreds of thousands of Democrats joining Republicans to support this cause and this campaign has told me only one thing. Get back to work, fight for the people of Missouri. And I want to thank you all for a historic victory. I promise we're going to keep this momentum going with our own energy drink made of the following ingredients. The ingredients of my energy drink are honesty, integrity, competence, independence, discipline, and complete confidence in the greatness of the people of Missouri. Thank you for your support, and please remember, I serve only you. Have a great night. Thank you.